Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. For farmers markets fanatics, it wasn't so long ago you waited patiently for the market to start in late April or early May, and then you rued October when they finished for the year. But as Melissa Passman, who writes for the SavorVore section of the Burlington Free Press, knows, those days are gone. She's here to tell us why. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick. It's always good to see you.
Great to see you. When did we start seeing the farmers markets go indoors and continue operating through the winter?
Well, I remember giving grief to the folks involved in the Burlington Farmers Market, which is my closest local market, 9 or 10 years ago, saying, there are other cities in Vermont and towns that have winter markets. Why don't we? And it's long and complicated. But suffice it to say, we have now had a Burlington market for, this is their seventh season, and Montpelier, Brattleboro, Rutland have all been around for at least a decade.
So you mentioned a few. Are there any other places that are doing winter markets in the state?
Yeah, there are actually about 17, according to NOFA Vermont's website, which is a great place to go for a comprehensive list. And we can post that on the VPR website. There are even more that do markets leading up to Thanksgiving and Christmas. But this is definitely the quietest time of markets. And yet, there's still a good number out there. It's really impressive.
17. I would have never guessed it's that much. All right, now, are they all held every other weekend? Like, I know Burlington and Montpelier are.
Right. No. So Burlington and Montpelier are every other weekend at this point of the year. Again, a lot of them have more markets prior to the winter holidays. And happily for the rest of the season, Burlington and Montpelier are on alternate week schedule. So you could, if you are willing to drive, if you're between those two, you could go to one every week. Brattleboro, Rutland, and Norwich are all every week. And Rutland, in fact, even has two a week. They have a Wednesday afternoon market now.
Wow, that's fantastic. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about winter farmers markets. Melissa, is this where you go when you're looking for two dozen different kinds of root vegetables?
Well, yes, it is where you go to find two dozen different kinds of root vegetables. But, Rick, there is so much more. And that's something that I think has actually changed since they first began. There's loads of things you can do with winter root vegetables. So I don't want to diminish the value of those. We posted a couple recipes that you can get to through the VPR website, sort of techniques. One is a gratin, so a nice sliced winter root veg with some cheese and some cream. Delicious. You can do that with all sorts of things. And a veggie stew basics from a couple of local chefs. But beyond that, there is so much more. And one of the things I love about markets in general, but particularly the winter market, is that the unexpected things you find. And I brought you, of course, a few things to taste and look at.
This makes me happy.
So one of the things that I think are underappreciated are dry beans. I didn't bring dry beans for you to taste, but there are a number of farmers growing dry beans now, and they're just beautiful and different, and those are really fun. At Burlington, there's also ravioli made by a woman, Agricola Farm in Panton. She uses her own farm eggs to make the ravioli and then local veggies. There's cultured, freshly churned butter from Marissa at Plowgate Creamery. Montpelier, I discovered one of my favorite new hot sauces. Of course, it has Hetty Topper in it. Hetty Pepper hot sauce from Butterfly Bakery. So I'm going to hand this over to Rick to do a taste test. And as he tastes,
is there a level of heat that I'm
That I didn't think was super hot. Okay, I thought it had great flavor.
It's lovely.
It's really nice, huh?
Yeah.
Not for those who need to be heat, you know, have fire coming out of their ears, but just a really great round flavor.
And after a little while, you taste the Hetty Topper.
Yeah. I think it is. It's definitely in there. Some of the things I discovered, there's all sorts of great fermented pickled foods. And I'm handing to Rick a beautiful fuchsia-colored sauerkraut that's made with beets by a couple who have a business called Sobre Mesa. So taste that. And then things at like Montpelier, I also discovered that someone is growing organic oats, Rogers Farmstead in Berlin, and they actually had the roller right there, you know, rolled oats. Well, they actually get rolled. So they're just beautiful, not quite as long cooking as traditional steel cut. But you can see just by looking at those, Rick, that they're nutty and organic and delicious. They're at down in Brattleboro and Rutland, which where I haven't actually been, unfortunately, but they're on my list. Brattleboro, they have Vermont Quince. So there's a woman who's making a lot of quince products. So that's really fun. And then the market manager down there mentioned a new root vegetable, just in case there weren't enough.
Right.
Something called a yacon, which is, she described it as a cross between an apple, a pear, and a potato. And Rutland, they have a beer brewer and a couple winemakers, lots of different bakers. So it's just fun to explore. There's always cheese, meat, of course.
How does the winter market differ from the summer markets?
Well, obviously, none of those beautiful tomatoes and not as many of those light, fluffy green things. But there are increasing numbers of those kinds of things. People are growing not the tomatoes so much, but green things. One of the things that I thought was interesting the Brattleboro folks pointed out and I wanted to share with listeners is a lot of the summer markets have a program that helps match EBT, so what we used to call food stamps,
right.
So help stretch that dollar. And as far as I know, the only winter market that's doing something like that is Brattleboro. They have done fundraising to support that just at their market, so that's a nice thing. And obviously, the markets are smaller. You do have to go out in the cold to get to them, but once you get there, they're cozy. It's not like going to the, you know, outdoor Burlington Market during a rainstorm. If it's a snowstorm, you're cozy inside. There, as one of the very devoted farmers market goer that I met at the Burlington Market, Linda Oates, said, they're more intimate, slightly less extroverted, but really a chance for more connection with the farmers because there's usually less people and just more of a community feeling. The couple behind Sobre Mesa, the sauerkraut, how did you like that?
I like that very much. I would have thought it was cabbage, not beets.
Oh, no, it's cabbage and beets.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay. The couple behind that product, they actually came from out of state the first time to visit Vermont in February of 2013 and came to the winter market and loved it. And it was, they said the energy in the room was just so electric. It was one of the things that made them interested in coming here. So that's kind of nifty.
Melissa Passanen writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
My pleasure, Rick.